Here's a fairy tale real estate bedtime story, father reading to his child. Next, Goldilocks renovated the kitchen. The first quote was too high, the second quote too low, but the third quote was just right.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Too much of a pause between Mark and Schneidman on this one. Definitely. It's got to be a little closer. This is Mark Schneidman. So a little bit of, not quite a pregnant pause, but a little bit of a pause that almost makes it questionable if Mark and Schneidman are the same person. Could be a party line for all I know. Bye-bye.
I forgot his tagline. That's funny. The whole routine was kind of cute, but then it became funny. And what's even funnier is that that's Cousin Freddie. And he was on the Rockford Bit last week, and I talked how he came on to talk about Hurricane Sandy and strapping down the gas clothes dryers in the basement like we do our water heaters. So I feel like it's Groundhog Day all over again. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today. Dr. Mark Schneep, Director, California Economic Forecast, the original UCSB Economic Forecast Director. And I believe we'll find out if it's true that as an infant, he teethed on an abacus. I don't know if I asked him that last time he was on, but we'll do that this time. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median and home price sales weekly. And year to date, we'll do in the first segment. And we're going to take a look at South Coast single-family homes through week 27, 2019. What did I write here? Cell phone. Oh, yeah, a little tip here. If your cell phone won't charge and you put it in your pocket like I do, it could get a little lint in there. Mm-hmm. So just try blowing it or gently with maybe a toothpick. Just gently take out the lint. And I'll tell you, it happened to me this morning. I have to stop listening to Stephen A. Smith because he gets me so... I was trying to look up the right word, exercised or exorcised, but neither one seemed to fit. But I think that's the word. We'll have to look at it later. But that's what happened last week when I went crazy with the pen on the dash. And today it's people remember the DMV when you get to an intersection and you're waiting for the light to turn green, or the light is then green and you're waiting to make a left turn in the intersection. You're driving down, you have traffic, opposite traffic, so you're on a two-way street. The light is green. Go into the middle of the intersection. That is the DMV rules. Don't just go a few feet into the crosswalk. No one's using that crosswalk. The light's green. Go into all the way into the middle. So the second car behind you, who, if he happens to be turning left, can squeeze right in behind you so that if traffic doesn't allow and the light finally turns red, the two of you can make a left turn. That's the way the DMV designed it. But everyone's so polite. Oh, I don't want to intrude into the intersection. Maybe somebody would, you know. No, those are the rules. And the person today probably didn't understand why I was blowing my horn. No, I didn't. I do not blow my horn. I learned that when I first came here in 1977 and had a motorcycle for the first years, got a car. And I remember being at a red light and I was looking down doing something and I looked up and the light was green. And the first thing I did was panic and looked in my rearview mirror and there were five cars behind me. And I grew up in New York. In New York, the guy would have like rolled into me and blew his horn. He would have bounced me in the. So I never blow my horn. In fact, I had it disconnected. So let's take a look at year-to-date sales. Through July 5th, 2019, the 27th week of the year, single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara multiple listing service. From Carpinteria to Goleta, the South Coast. So we're moving on up. Median price, well, I meant in the number of sales, 538 sales. And that's just 2% higher than last year's 527 sales. The median price is $1,323,000. Last year it was $1,280,000. Year before that, $1,259,000. Year before that, $1,225,000. Year before that, $1,183,000. That's 2015. So, 3.4% higher year to date on the median price. So last year was $1,280,000 for the first 27 weeks. It leveled out to $1,255,000, or I should say, floated down to $1,255,000. So let's see what the second half brings to the median price year to date of $1,323,000. Sales are at 19.9 sales per week. We ended up last year at 19.75 sales per week, hoping we can sustain that. Right now we have 118 listings in escrow, the snapshot in time, 27th week of the year, single family residences only, no condos, land, mobile homes, birdhouses, tree houses. And last year at this time, we had 111 listings in escrow. Now, 2016 ended up at 20.4 sales per week, actually lower than last year, lower than last year's, no, higher than last year's 19.75. 2017 was 21.7 sales per week. And 2017, 2 years ago at this time, we had 136 listings in escrow. Today, only 118. And last year at this time, 111. So we're ahead of last year, price and number of sales. Now let's just take a look at Montecito only. Started this because of the debris flow in early 2018. Year-to-date number of sales in Montecito, 81 sales. Last year, 58. So a 40% increase in the number of sales for the first 27 weeks in 2019 in Montecito, single family. That's a nice bounce back. And what's interesting, you go back to 2017, Montecito, first 27 weeks, we had 83. And this year, 81. So we're right there. That's a big bump. A big bump. And in the opened escrows this past week, we had 5 of those opened escrows in Montecito. We're averaging for the 27 weeks at 81, exactly 3 Montecito sales per week. So 5 opened escrows for the 27th week in Montecito. It's a big number. Let's hope they all close. Median price year-to-date Montecito, $2,715,000. Last year, $2,555,000. Year before that, in 2017, it was $3,760,000. So we are happily seeing the numbers of sales bounce back in Montecito. And that's your year-to-date stats for the week ending July 5th, 2019, the first 27 weeks of the year. Now, do we have to, we really have to go back to the architectural word of the week because I have to get this off my desk here. There weren't that many. We're on G, and you know what W is? There's only one W. There might be more, but in this particular list, wall. Architectural word of the week is wall. He plays basketball, John Wall. You should know this. Wainscot. It's a kind of a molding on the side of an old, you know, vintage walls. They usually call it wainscot. I thought they called it Scoting. But it's but that's not the word. That's the last word. I'm jumping ahead. Let's go to, since I mentioned it, it's the, like you go into an old vintage house and you might go into an eat-in kitchen and you have a molding on the wall, not just like baseboard molding, but you could have a bottom tier and a top tier to this molding and then vertical. So it's literally the entire wall kind of comes out, maybe up 3 feet, goes around. It really adds a nice dimension. But we're on the G's. There were 2 G's. Last week was Gable. This week, I can't even pronounce it, G-A-M-B-R-E-L, gambrel roof. Never heard of it. A gambrel roof is a roof with a double pitch. Not, I said pitch, Richard. Jeez. Oh, my God, there's a lot of jokes there we could go with. A roof with a double pitch. A gambrel roof. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. 805-452-2428. We'll take a quick break. Come back with Economic Forecast Director from the California Economic Forecast Group, Dr. Mark Schneep.